Rambam and Hilchos Sefer Torah and Perek Zayin Mitzvos Esei. I'll call Ish v'Ish Mi'Yisrael. There's Mitzvos Esei. Mitzvos Esei for every Ish Mi'Yisrael. And Shagas Aryeh is Medayik, and it says from the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam, it's Dafka an Ish and not an Isha. Shaila is why, that's a difference, that's not the topic today. Basically, Isha's puzzle, as we know, to write a Sefer Torah. Lichtev Sefer Torah la'atzma, shenem va'atakis u'lachem et sashira. Right, the pasuk va'atakis u'lachem et sashira, at the end of the Torah, so Poshup Shas, Shira, like many Mefarshim and Chumash learn, it goes on the Shira, and Shira says Zinu. So atakis u'lachem et sashira. Kloima, so Rambam is trying to define, to touch up, why we learn out from their Sefer Torah. Kloima kisu lachem Torah, shiyesh boi shira zu. Write the whole Torah that has this shira. Who says maybe means just to write the shira. The fisha in koisvin es ha-Torah, parashi is parashi. So it's a sugya in Gittin. Maybe I should have told him to print it out. But the Gemara says over there, the Gemara learns out, it's vice versa from Rambam, it's a din d'oraisa, that you can't write parashis in the Torah. In koisvin, you're not allowed to write parashis of the Torah. So shira means dafka with a cloth, but the din is that you can't write certain parashias. And then the Rambam goes into certain halachas, which we'll not go into right now. But upon him, the Rambam learns that the reason you go ahead and explain that the pshat in the pasuk is Sefer Torah is because what says kis v'chem shira v'en kois as a Torah parashias parashias. They say from the name of the Ger Rebbe, that's why it says the va'ata. What's the va'ata? What's the ata now? It says now because the pshat is that kol zman kontris man domer, they couldn't write in the mid, but they couldn't write. Ein kois parshis parshis is a pshat that the Gemara says over in Gittin Samach, that as they went along, either they wrote it or they didn't write it till the very end. So if you go with this man domer, ein kois parshis parshis, the pshat is at the very end when they're now about to finish the Torah, ata kisu, now you could write the shir, because till then they weren't allowed to write it, because then Kaisa and Tayra Parashi is Parashi. So let's first see the Shagasari. Shayla. Mahu Iker Mitzis Ksiva Sefer Shachai Kolechad Echad Misrael Lichte Sefer Tar La'atso Mitzis Asa Shulter Kumashis Ba. You do what the Shagasari's Shailas are his own Shailas. It's not Shailas people ask him. It's things that he used to write himself. Tshuva. In Sanhedrin, it's a mistake. The Chof Aleph, the computer made a mistake. Amin and Amar Rava, Afa Pisha Nichola, or maybe the Shagasai had to print that. Afa Pisha Nichola, voice of Lodom Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichta Mishaloi, or it's a Gemara that this is. Shinem Avaata Kisu Lachem Mitzashira. Pisha Rambam and Hilchas in Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Sesei, I'll call Ish Vish Miso Lichta Sefer Torah La'atzmai, Shinem Avaata Kisu Lachem Mitzashira, Kloimar, Kisu Lachem Sefer Torah, Shiesh Boy Shira Zu. Lefisha in Kaisvin a Satira, Parashias Parashias, Adka. Mavur Midvar, Medakasar Achman of Atakis or Chemis Shira, the Koyal Shira says Zinu, it's going on Shira Zinu. Yalfina Mine, we learn out from there that Sarch Lichtav is Kola Tayra, Shere in Kaisvin a Satira, Parashias Parashias. That's the Ram. Yeshila Ayin, Lefize. So the Shagasai question. Im Ika Kpeda, what do we term Makpid on? The Kokopid Rachmana, Lichtav al Shira Lachud Kokopid. Is the Torah really want to write the Shira? Or is the mitzvah says it's not only to write the Shira? Ela kiven she'i ev shalichtev z'ashir b'fnei atzah. Since there's a klal, right? We have a Kabbalah that ain't koitzen is the Torah parashis parashis. So memela kocha chayv lichtev kol Torah kula mereshal sefer. No, it's only because of this din. It's not a lach in sefer Torah. It's a lach in ain't koitzen is z'ashir. This din, ain't koitzen is the Torah parashis parashis, makes it that you mechuyev to go ahead and now write the whole Torah. But the Etzem Mitzvah, you Makayim because you wrote Azinu. Except Lamaisi, you can't just write Azinu. Nafkamina, be a Nafkamina, Zokta Shagasaya. Heicha, where he wrote Kol HaTorah, Ubala, Venikra, something happened to the Sefer Torah. V'loin Nishtai, all was left over, is a Shira L'chuda. Let's say only the Shira is left. Shira, whatever it is, but you have the Shira. Yoytzi Yedei Chavayis Mitzvah, Rechmal son of Sefer Torah got destroyed, got burnt, but you still have that part. Sees Yitz, in order to seek, he was able to write, he's able to have the Shira. The Isser is to write the Shira by itself. But that's the Atzel Mitzvah, except once you're doing it, this is the way you have to do it. Inami b'dievet sha'ava, let's say a person was over the Isser. Because of his Ashira l'chuda yotze dechavasei. Well, Dilma, given she ain't kaisin as a Torah, parshas l'chuda, v'rachmana amar kisvu l'chem sashiyo. Maybe since this din, bal kochach, the Torah didn't say lav shiyo l'chuda b'mashwa. They ain't kaisin parshas. V'hevelayt ki'iluk, since that's the din deraisa that the Torah wrote, I'm just saying it's sushta, it's not necessarily it's sushta, but in the sugya and brachas, in Tesvav, it's sad to say the way that we shenim learn, that if brachas were the rice, it would be ma'akev a mitzvah. In other words, a bracha is a separate thing, but since lamaisi, you have to make a bracha, it would be ma'akev the etz a mitzvah. So since there's a din, when the Torah gave us the din of koisins ashir, it meant with all the dinim that the Torah says, which is ein koisins ashir parshas, memela, that is what the Torah meant by saying kisul chemes ashira. I, the Torah, wrote kisul chemes ashira. Okay, for some reason, the Torah wrote that kisul chemes ashira. It starts with that. It's an edus. Ramban has arichas on what the shira represents. V'hevelei ki'ilu kosa achman lehedjot. Like the Torah wrote explicitly, v'at the kisul chemes ashira sheyesh b'shira zu. V'al kol the Torah kapid rachman lichtev. And then the Torah was makbid. I know it's the mitzvah essay is to write the whole Torah. Vimchasa, like Mele, if it's missing, or Ibala, or it became destroyed, afilo ois echos, lo yotzi de chavase. Choyvas mitzazu, achite ksuva kula lefon. It has to be there. But if part of the Sefer Torah gets destroyed, then the din is that you're not yotzi the mitzah. Vahavi matz, vahochi mashma, vahochi mashma lehedja, that's what it seems to say explicitly in the Divrei Rambam, vahochi mashma lehedja, but Divrei Rambam, shrei kosov kloima, kisul lechem teira sheyesh ba shira zu. Whereas you see the way the Rambam teaches up the mitzvah, not kisul lechem sa shira, but since there's an iser. If the pshat in the mitzvah would be to write just the shira, so the Rambam should have said kisul lechem sa shira, but since ein kaisen as a teira parshias, so memela, you have to write the whole teira, but the mitzvah is to write a shir. Mashenka, the Rambam's lashon is kloimar. Shira is just the way the Torah expressed to tell us that you have to write the call of Torah Kut. So Israel mentioned the Kasha. Shaksa himself asks a little different, but some Sefer asks. First of all, din is you're allowed to write one Sefer. Breish, Shmoyz, Bamid, but we still have a few left over, so if you want to buy it. Right? You could write one Sefer. So he says, so what? Well, how do you know? Maybe it means to write Sefer Dvarim. And then Chassam Sofer, he says, like Israel said, you have plenty of, you write mezuzahs, you write tefillin. That's what the Torah wanted. So if the Torah wanted a shira, if that's how you learn Pashup Shah, about the Kisul Chem Shashira, Meichat Taisi, to say that it means more than that, means a shira. You'll say, in Kisul the Torah, Pashis, Pashis. So we have mitzvahs like that, where the Torah says, Chassavtim al mezuzahs, Besech, Vishracha, Chazal Mekabu, what you have to write, Shema, Vayam, Shemoya. Same thing by tefillin, we know you write different parashias, so Shaila, years ago when they discovered the Rashba on Menachos, years ago they didn't have a Rashba Menachos, so there was a whole shaila there. They didn't have the mitzvah of tefillin when they went out of Mitzrayim, because they only had, there was no four parshiyos yet. They weren't given the Shema Vayom Shemoya yet. So did they wear tefillin in the Midbar? Right? Eli Matomer. There's nobody talks about it.
Klechemda has a whole big thing.
Klechemda, okay, very good. All right. Reb Chuleib has a raya, it's printed in the Siddur. It's printed in the Siddur in the Oshanis. So when you get to the Oshanis, you'll bring me a raya. When you get to the Oshanis on Sukkot, you'll see there's a in the Oitzat Tfilah Siddur. It's a very nice word from Chuleib. But upon him, that's their question. So let's just a small little word on this. But let's see. Could be the Rambams learned it a little differently than what most Gedolim understood, Avad HaShak Zayach, some say they understood it, Kipshuta, Als Ein Kaisim, that's the din. The din is Ein Kaisim Pashat Bash, Memela. Let's look at we mentioned the din of Sefer Torah. Let's take a look in Dvarim Yud Zayin, Pashat Shaftim. It talks about Dinei Melech, when you have a Melech. V'hoye b'shkashivta al kisim amlachtoi, v'kosav loi, es mishna ha-Torah zayis al Sefer, melifnei kahanim levim. It says that the Melech has a mitzvah to write Mishnah Torah Zayis. It's not clear what the word Mishnah means, second. Or some even want to learn Mishnah means the learning of the Torah. What does it mean, Mishnah Torah specific? Dvarim. What does it mean? And then it says, V'haysa imoy, V'karba kol yimei chayef, L'man nilmad yiras Hashem alakav, Lishma is called divrei Torah Zayis, V'chukim eilu zayis. That's the Pesukim. So Rashi in Chumash says, Rashi learns, it's Mishnah Torah, shtei sifrei Torah. He has a mitzvah to write two sifrei Torah. Achas shimunachas bebeis gnozov, one that he would keep in a safe place, stored. Ve'achas shenichneses ve'yoytzes imoy. Right? Then he brings the tongue, uncle is a little different. But Rashi says that Abelach used to have shtei sifrei Torah. Rashi's makor is a Mishnah. Let's take a little La Yarbel Asum, Kasuzov. The Koisavla, the second line where it says Mesech Sanhedrin. The Koisavla is Sefer Torah Lishma. Yaitzel Melchama, Maitzia Ima, Nichnas, Humachnisa Ima, Yeshu Bedin, He Ima, Mesev, he goes to eat, he connect, Doshanema, Vahoisa Ima, Vakaraba, call you Mechayev. So the Mishnah says that, that he has to have. The Gemara says, I'm a Rav, I'm a Rabba, Afapisha, Nichuloi, A voice of Ladam Sefer Torah, even if a person yarshened a Sefer Torah, mitzvah licht of Mishaloi, Shanem Vata Kisuch HaMashiach. Eisa Vabai Vakoisa Sefer Torah Melechin. The Gemara goes through a whole shak of Atarya, and the Gemara says that a Melech has to have Lashtay Torahs. In the Gemara here, which is not, again, today's Shia, it's Mashra, that if he yarshened the Sefer Torah, then that's good enough for the regular Sefer Torah, then he has to write another Sefer Torah. The Gemara says here and in Menachos, person has to write his own Sefer Torah. It's vice versa that the Melech is Mekayim when he writes his Sefer Torah. You don't have to write two Sefer Torahs. He has to have two Sefer Torahs. Kedusan. So look at this. V'kosev lois Mishnah Torah, koisev l'shmo shtei Torahs. Let's say the Melech lost the Sefer Torah and he has a second Sefer Torah. He would still have to write another Sefer Torah because the din is that he has to have two Sefer Torahs. Achas shiyotzes, so they're dashing from the Mishnah Torah. Achas shiyotzes v'nechneses imoy. Va'achas shimunachas lo bebeis gnozov. Oysa shiyotzes v'nechneses imoy. So over here it's in brackets. It's a marshal. They I go over there. Over here they put it, I guess in the shas it's printed that way. Oysa kemin kemeya. He makes it like a kemeya, like an amulet. Toile bezoya. He hangs it from his arm. It's a whole shayla that people used to walk around with hanging the zuzas and things like that. Is it covered for it or not? The chayim go into because it's possible. Shenem a pasuk etilim. David was a melech. Shivisi Hashem lenegda the negdi tamid kimimini balemoit. Right? He says, I placed the Rabbeinu Shalom in front of me always. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. The Gemara Taka says. It goes on, maybe on tefillah, or b'chal there's a mitzvah, shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Velt says that Upshuleib Diskin, they always used to see him, his fingers were constantly moving. His finger had one finger, just constantly, all the time. Besides Upshuleib is meridik of mine, he's mechadish chedushim, but his finger would constantly move. And somebody chaptach that was yudkei vavkei, he'd be constantly going yudkei vavkei, yudkei vavkei. It was always shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. So, but it's talking about David HaMelech. Then it says, Kimimini from my right side, Bal Emoit, that it won't fall to. Like from the right side, Mimini Bal Emoit, because of something that happens to my right. Okay, so the computer, Vice Days, doesn't have a Chiddush Aran. I'll have to say it outside. All right, so that's the Gemara. Eina Nichnas Bal Olabes Mechas, Olabes Kisei, Shenema Vahoysa Ima Vakaraba, Makam Aroy Likris. But only we could, you can't take it to Basic Kisei. So, Lemaisis, you see like this. You see from this drasha, Mishnah Torah says that the Melech has to have two Sefer Torahs. Where's the first Sefer Torah? Why is he have to write a first Sefer Torah? Where's that come from? Where's that chiv?
Everybody has that.
Because of everybody's chiv. And where's that chiv come from? Va'ata kisulachem is muchach that the ata kisulachem. I'm just saying pshat is a din to write a Sefer Torah. It could be that the Rambam doesn't mean to say like the Achrayim understood. It says in the Torah Shira. But because in case of parashas, the male we know you have to write a Sefer Torah. The real chiyuv comes because the Torah calls it Mishnah Torah Zeis. The Torah says it's Mishnah Torah Zeis. That's what the Torah says. Akochach, he has to write a second Sefer Torah. It's Muchach in the Pasuk that there's another. The Shal is where's that chiyuv? And that the Rambam is saying, Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira, not mitzad in case of parashas, that the pshat is that because ein koisim parashas, we know that it means a Sefer Torah. In other words, the way the Achrayim understand, okay, the Achrayim, but they understood that Va'ata Kisuchem is a Shira means to write Shira. Right? You see, the Shaka Sai is going through such a Shaka Vataya. Right? Va'ata Kisuchem Shira, write the Shira Sazino, except there's a din of ein koisim parashas. Memela were forced to define it to mean Kol HaTorah Kula. then you have all the kashas and achrenim. So maybe you write just one sefer, like the Shach says, as some sefer says, write them, it's like a mezuzah, why is it different? Avada, the pshad has to be, then it means kol haTorah kula, because it says Mishnah Torah. If the Torah is telling us the Melech has to write a second Sefer Torah, is vice dais, there has to be a makor that there's a place where the Torah says you have to write a Sefer Torah. That's Ata Kisul. Where does it say it? And that the Rambam says, because there's a klal of Ein Koisin Parshis Parshis. Not that Ein Koisin Parshis Parshis is what's machriach you to learn that's pshat. The Torah could say in such a way because there's a din of Ein Koisin Parshis Parshis. The Ein Koisin Parshis Parshis tells us that when the Torah wrote V'ata Kisul Lachem Es Tashira, Mebalt is a gilui of Mishnah Torah, that it meant the Kol HaTorah Kula. It says Shira, that there's a din Ein Koisin Parshis Parshis, so that the Torah could express itself in such a way to say it means Kol HaTorah Kula.
Why can't the din of Mishnah Torah is Mechayim Giroi Tu Sevetei?
Yeah, but you wouldn't, Enochanami, but it wouldn't be a mitzvah to say. Enochanami. You would notice such a thing, but it's got to be a mitzvah to say. It's very hard to imagine. Over here it says, because of Loi Mishnah, it's not a mitzvah by the Melech, that you don't see by Yochitz. The Torah had to write it wrong. That's what it's saying. All right, the Rambam in Ilchas Melech. It says, the Rambam, Be'ez she'yesh of a Melech al Kisa Malchusay, Koisev Loi Sefer Torah la'atzma yeser al Sefer she'enichu la'avaysa. U'magiyu me'sefer azara al pi'bezdin, Echad 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 he always has to be in front of him. You go to war, v'nichnas hu imo yeshu b'din v'imo meisav hu negdoi shenema v'hoisa imo. So the Kesef Mishnah here, it's really just the last nine, it brings the Gemara, okay. So he says, he quotes the Gemara as is, Kimin kemeya v'toyle b'zor shenema, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samin. Kimimini ba'lemoit, eina nichnas bolo b'esmef chulu. V'tzarech iyan, the last two lines in the Kesef Mishnah. Lama loy kosev abeinu, Shoisa Shiyatsa Venichnesis Imo, Oisa Kimin Kimeya, Vesoila Bezroya Kidisa Babraisa Shikasaf. Why did the Rambam bring this halacha, say this halacha, of Toila Bezroya? That's the Kess of Mishnah's Shaila. Let's just skip over for page for a second. In Hilchas Tefillin, let's go Shkoyach. Va'amelech, it's the same thing, it's not the same Rambam. Came out the same Rama, Melech mitzvah nuchel sefer Torah. It's interesting, the Rama brings it both places. Mitzvah lav luchtav sefer Torah, echad la'atzvah shemelech, yeser al sef she'er loik, and so forth. He says, they're basically the same dinim. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the same thing, it brings the same Gemara, and again, the last three lines, tzarech iyon lama lakos rabbeinu, she'oise she'yitza v'nichneses imoy oise kemin kemeya, v'toyle b'zroya k'di'isa b'braise k'safti. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kash in both places. How can the Rambam didn't bring this din that he makes it a kemin kemeya and he hangs it on himself? What?
It's so
very small. It's a good question. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? It's so small. The Das Kingdom says it was not the whole Torah. Pashas of the Rambam and the Gemara is not mashed that way. But what does it mean? So, what? About Koponim.
Herzog.
Yeah, Herzog.
He had, wherever he went, in each car that he traveled, he had to say something.
Yes. Rabbi Herzog, from Eretz Yisrael.
And he then
Gehalten as a melech, or is the Nasi? They say Rabbi Shulam Roth has he has a tshuva. If the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael dies, is everybody allowed to be metamed to him? Says, but they say he wrote it before Weissman died, just in case. Yeah. They took a safe Torah always with them. Interesting.
He went to the inauguration from the yeshiva in Nei Yisrael.
Came with a safe Torah. Interesting. Rabbi Yaman was there?
Of course.
Interesting.
He went in the Alton building.
Shkoyach.
Why does Rambam read
Yeah, that's a different. That's a question. Why is he bringing? I've mentioned that before. But I just want to on this. So there's a Radvaz. Radvaz says, and he's marich more in the Tshuvas Radvaz. Just a little nukud that it comes out of over here. But I'll tell you a little the pilpul behind it. Very interesting. Zach. We all know the Gemara with about a mace. That if somebody Rechman Tzlan dies on Shabbos. So the din is that he's mukta. A mace is mukta. He's not fit for anything, so you can't really carry a mace. So the Gemara says an eitzah. What? Kikar atina. You put a kikar atina, then you can carry it. Shteit Mordechai, and Mordechai says that kikar atina is only if he's not wearing clothes. He's in the hospital. There's no clothes on him. It's the hospital's clothes. But if he dies, Rechman Tzlan with his clothes on, so it's no worse, the clothes on him, than the kikar tinnik, and you can move him.
Close the bottle,
yeah. What? Yeah, so that's what they say. So, yeah, so by, that's the shayla, you say. That's the Gabi Shabbos, you say it like over here. The so, I mean, in the goes Big Day Yesh and the Mordechai, that's a Beiseis. So anyway, so it says in Mordechai, in Halacha Shulchan Aruch, Frek the Mugan of Ramataz, it's a Tzloza Kasha. He says, what's the whole Mokar this Halacha? Mokar Halacha is a story that the Gemara, story, it's a Maisa with David HaMelech. The Gemara says, David HaMelech, Hadiyani Nakitzi, the Banshim, he asked the Banshim, when am I going to be Nifter? The Banshim says, they ain't my deen. You don't tell a person. He started asking this. He told me you're going to be Nifter on Shabbos. He had a whole shakar. So David HaMelech was Makab himself. He started learning on Shabbos. Yom V'layla. Right? Yom V'layla. Moshe used to say that on, there used to be a Chassidish Rebbe, the Malach. The Malach. In East New York, I think he lived for one. Bronx. Yeah, I mean, when people were Hasidim, the floors, the Webermans, I remember in Crown Heights, they were like offshoot of Chabad. So he used to never sleep on Shabbos. So he said, "Ask him." He still mamish learn. He says, "When Hashem is Shabbos, Hashem doesn't go to sleep. Hashem doesn't go to sleep. That's a good part. Hashem doesn't sleep. Hashem sleeps. He's always Shabbos. He says always." But a kaponim said, "David Melch sat and learned, right? Like Rashi says that if a person learns, it's magnum matzah to save you from the yetzara, from the malachim avos, all kinds of good things. So you see, it's good day to learn. But so the malachim avos went and he shook the." Trees and made noise. David HaMelech started going out. He says he was learning, and then he fell on a step and he was nifta. He stopped learning for for a moment and he was nifta. So the Shla asks him, "Mr. David HaMelech was wearing his clothes. What kind of how he was wearing his clothes?" As I fact the mugging from Taz b'shem the Shla. So both answer. The Taz says, "Shamaiti mechachem echa, because the Melech's clothes are usher." Surf and amalachim, right? The Gemara says. Gemara says you take. That's okay. So it says that's a. So surf and amalachim, and the male since surf and amalachim v'chiv yesh bedava. So it's not the pshat you allowed, right? The Velt says that's why they burn clothes by Reb Shimba Yechai and then in Meron like surf and amalachim. So I'm saying as big tainas baltashes, which the Velt says it's not his clothes, but to be misamled that. But a koponim, so he says over there, the Taz, that is called. So there's a whole big deal in the Machzah Shekel. This brings the Taisus Shabbos with the, I think the Shmuel there, so it says, that's only to another one, not to his son. He said, well, Shlomo was 12 years old. His clothes didn't fit him. I mean, one day they will fit him. So there's a whole big deal about that. Okay, good. So there's a sefer from Abshila Kutna's grandson, Meridik Egoin. It's printed the back of one of Abshila Kutna's papers. So he says, okay, clothes, this and that. What happened to the Sefer Torah Zvaya? That's his kasha. So on that, the rabbis, and they all started writing about this and all kinds of diyunim. But he says, from here the Rambam got that it doesn't mean it literally. So look at the Radvaz. The Radvaz in page 3. Hishmit Rabbeinu Zeh. Lefisha Davar Rachaku, like Izzy was saying, Lichtav Sefer Torah, Shia Toyla Isa Bezoya. Vesu, Deloy Miskayim Shape, that's not called Shavisi Hashem Negdi Summit. Ve'efshad Derech Mashal Amu, Kemoya Kemeya, Hazesh Shetoli Bezroyim Ve'ena Masiach Daita. It means Kamin Kamea is Kamin, like a Kamea, like a person where a place they used to have some kind of, they used to go, like the Mara says, you're allowed to carry a Kamea on Shabbos, right? The Mara says, the Badik has to be a good Kamea, has to be a good Kamea, right? So the Gemara says that you're allowed, the Mishnah says, Yaitzim B'Kamea. So Memela means is it's always there, right? The Chinuch says that the reason we're Mekadosh and Isha with a ring is a woman always has the ring on her and she always remembers, hopefully, that she's married, right? Hopefully she's married. I guess that's why many men wear rings nowadays. But Akoponim, the
wouldn't stop.
Yeah. But Akoponim, the Kemin Kemeya, he says, doesn't mean which makes sense in the pasuk. Shavisi Hashem negda tamid. It's always against me. So I just wanted to tell a Ramban and Ebenezer. If you look in the last page, the last thing Ramban. V'hoisa imoy. So Ebenezer says, v'hoisa imoy, hatoyra niskeres v'kara boy b'sefer niska. He's bothered. What's v'hoisa imoy v'kara boy? So I really, at first I didn't chap what he wants. There's a sefer called Mechoikike Yehud. It's very excellent pirish on the Ebenezer. So first in the Ebenezer, she says, V'hoise imam, she was with him, Lashon Nekeva. V'karabai is a Lashon Zachar. That's what's bothering the Ebenezer. So he says, V'hoise ba ha-Torah. Torah has to be with him. V'karabai be sefer. In other words, the Torah is telling it's not enough just to have the sefer. The Torah has to be with him all the time. Valderach emes, which usually means the derech kabbalah in the Rambam, but whatever it is, let's just read the words. V'hoise ima at Torah atzma tia imoy. K'derech v'Hashem nasan chochma shom. The Torah always has to be with him, not the safer Torah. The Torah has to be a Torah dicker person, which makes very good sense. In other words, the purpose of that Torah was not to learn. To learn, he had svarim at home, right? He had a shas at home. He had the safer Torah bebeis genozov. But what did he learn? David HaMelech used to walk around years ago. Now, we go to so many chasunas, it's hard not to go with a sefer. I remember Rav Hutner used to scream like the guys who walk around with a sefer to a chasunah. He says, Hasnish was a trachten by a chasunah? He says, you don't have enough what to think by a chasunah? You have to take a sefer, you have to show everybody you learn? Think over there, you have what to think about. The Torah was always there in their mind, that's the difference. So that's what the Ramban is saying, that's the pshat in the Ramban. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. In this form, it says that the Karaboy Kol Yemei Chayev. So, Pashpashad, he should read in it all the days of his life. So, Karaboy, it's a strange law, should Karaboy should read. We don't usually say Antaira Kriya. We usually say, Limbud, Lamda, Karaboy. So, in this form, it says Karaboy Kol Yemei Chayev, a person's life. A Melech has to read, he has to go ahead and dictate his life. You call Yemei Chayev, his whole life, every moment of his life has to be Alpi Torah. A person has to look into Torah and say, this is the guiding force, this is the light of my life, this is what tells me what to do. Not what the media and that, what the, in other words, a person's lenses has to be lenses of Torah, that's a different thing. But Kopan, this is what the Rambam said, but it's a Shein of Art that he says. He says the Rambam's marker is taka the fact that David HaMelech, he says that David HaMelech they couldn't move him until they put a kikatinik. His clothes, right, that the poskim say that the clothes were not roy for someone else. But what about the Sefer Torah? He says, from the Rambam, it's in Chedush Aran taka. I didn't realize it wouldn't come out on the computer. In the Chedush Aran, it says, the Chedush Aran in Sanhedrin, yes, if you know this is Chedush Aran, the Chedush Aran, they have it in the Mesifta, basically father, they have it in the Mesifta. But Mesifta, they have it. The Chedush Aran says over there that Nira Medivra Rambam, I don't remember Lashon, he says that the Melech always had a person to his right. Mimini would walk with a Sefer Torah. Just to remind the Melech, you have to, you're a Melech. I can get to you. Right? A person's a Melech. A person's a Yid. You have to know everything's with the Torah. The person used to, he says, Vaisis and Rambam, what it means, Kamin Kameya, it's like this Radvaz, is that the Sefer Torah would always be walking to the right. That's what it means. It says it would always be there with him. And it's in the one of the Svarim in the back of the Rambam, the old fashioned Rambams, the Lukut in the Rambam. I forgot which one of the Achrayim quotes this Chedush Aran. He sees from this Chedush Aran, the Ikar is that the Melech should have the Sefer Torah as his guiding light.